If you visit an art museum or gallery, do you expect you will like and connect with everything you see? You might be surprised. You may appreciate every piece, but usually there are some you simply won't get. You may even be put off by a few. Beauty often is in the eye of the beholder, especially if the beholder created it. Art is very subjective. You know your little ones have created art projects, popsicle stick crafts, and drawings that only a mother can love. But you know the heart that they came from, so you cherish everyone. Like life, art can be both beautiful and hideous, happy and sad, full of contrast like light and dark. In my opinion, the only good art is that which is true. If art makes us feel something deep in the core of our souls, it's because of truth, something reflected in paint, steel, or stone, photograph, or music that resonates within us, is reminding us of our journey, our dreams, our love, our fear and struggle, our laughter, and our pain. When artists create at a level that moves people, they've earned the highest honor of creativity, a true reflection of Imago Dei, the image of God. Some of the most powerful expressions of art are those that come from context. Abstract expressionist Jackson Pollock once said, "Every good painter paints what he is." In other words, the finest and most sincere form of art is one that reflects who we really are, where we've been, or what we hope to become. Sadly, over the years, as our innocence and trust fade away, we become too afraid to be honest or open about who we really are or what we're wrestling with. As a result, what we become, or hang in a gallery, or post and Photoshop for the world, becomes untrue. Instead of free-handing the truth of our lives, we've begun to trace over what seems to make those around us happy or comfortable. It's easier to paint over the pain and create a false expression of what the context of our life really is. I believe when it comes to the art we are creating from our own context and story of who we are, we should only look to our Creator. We are God's design. Ephesians 2:10. "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." We are designed beautifully, becoming more like Christ, created for a purpose. Our life is to be an honest expression, to reflect our Creator and bring Him glory. The clay doesn't tell the potter what to create or design. We are held in the potter's hands, molded and pressed over time to become what the Creator envisions for us to be. Through the years, as life leaves broken places full of both light and dark seasons, it's from those moments, those experiences, God pieces it all together to make something beautiful. It may at times feel like a hideous piece of chaos hanging on a wall for all to see, but God takes our story, the messy context of our life, and He holds it all together, using every moment for our good, and mixes His grace and redeeming love into it, revealing a unique, one-of-a-kind piece of art that shines a light of inspiration and hope for all who see it. That's the truth. You are beautifully becoming all God wants you to be. Trust the Creator and the process of the design. I'm Lori Klein.